It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right now.
Check it out.
Music.
Here we go.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
You could tell this was a special moment for not only Lainey Wilson, but Reba too. Lainey was actually on the finale of The Voice last night performing her new song, Hang Tight, Honey. And after she got up on stage, Reba asked her to be the next member of the Grand Ole Opry, which was really cool.
I was so proud of you at the ACMs the other night, and I couldn't be more proud to be the one that helps you continue to bridge the gap between our generations, keep them all going. I'd like to be the person to invite you to be a member, official member of the Grand Ole Opry.
I know this is a huge milestone for a lot of artists, and I think the reason it's taken so long for Lainey to be asked to be a member is because she's been so busy, right? It's easier for artists to be a member if they're not as busy as Lainey is, because there's a lot of stuff that you have to do if you're a member of the Grand Ole Opry. You've got to perform a certain amount of times. You've got to make appearances. So I definitely think that this has been something that's a long time coming, but I'm excited that she finally is getting this moment.
Man, what a party, though. Thinking about that, for her to make that. Oh, bet she partied afterwards.
Super excited for her. She will be inducted in June 7th, and I'll share all the details about the Voice season finale coming up in the Daily Haley. And every artist has someone they dream of collaborating with. It could be an artist inside their musical format, or maybe one that's a little bit different than anything they've ever done before. Chris Stapleton just shared that he would love to do a song with Paul McCartney, which I think would be awesome to hear.
I always wind up saying like somebody like Paul McCartney or somebody, you know, like I put it in the universe a couple times.
I could totally see this. And Chris has been on a roll with the weird collabs lately.
Yeah.
He performed at the ACMs a duet with Dua Lipa, which I think kind of caught everyone off guard. This is a little snippet of that.
Wish things could change. I know this might sound strange, but I'm in love with you.
Man, that sounds great.
Both of them together, their voices just complement each other. And it's funny because I don't think Chris necessarily like pursues these collaborations. Even in the interview that he did at the ACMs, he said that Dua Lipa was the one who reached out to him about this. We know Carly Pierce reached out to him about a collab. So everyone just wants to sing with Chris.
When you're in demand, Haley, you know?
And he is a talented man, so I'm not surprised one bit. But we'll see how this works out and how this shakes out with new collabs for him in the future.
And Dua Lipa sounds good with country.
She does. Yeah. She's making it work. She's got an incredible voice.
I love that stuff. All right, we're headed up to 87 degrees, and we'll get sunshine today. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. And coming up at 8 o'clock, we'd love to get you $1,000 just to ease a little relief, whatever you want to pay for. Come on, $1,000 will sound amazing at 8 a.m. this morning. Haley yesterday came up with something off the top of her head. She's like, you know, I lock my doors all the time in any situation.
I mean, this is something that I do diligently.
Mm.
And in the beginning of my husband and I's relationship, we would get in fights about this because he just didn't take it as seriously as I did. Like, he would leave the house and I would be home by myself inside the house and he'd leave the door unlocked. And then we go to sleep at night. I'd get up to check the door and it would be unlocked. He's now trained to do it because it's so important to me. But I am one of those people and always have been. I mean, I remember being 8, 9, 10 years old in my parents' house, getting up and walking through the house to lock all the doors because it would make me so paranoid.
You really did that?
Yeah. Every single time. Every single night.
This is why I don't. And I'm not sure what side you're on, but I don't do it because two reasons. The first one, and that goes back to when I was a kid, I always got locked out. And it was the worst. I would always forget my keys as I'm going out. I'm like, oh, forgot my keys. Or for some reason, I didn't have my house key on me. So I got locked out. What I started to do was leave it unlocked because there's that fail safe. I can just walk back in, look for my key, whatever.
So you leave it unlocked even if you're leaving the house, like
yes.
Going somewhere? Oh,
the
my goodness.
The other reason is I have two big dogs that will eat your head off if you try to even try to get close to the porch.
Okay, first off, that's great that you have your dogs, but what happens if something happens to the dogs when someone breaks in, if you know what I mean? I mean, you just never know how things could go.
What happens to them if they try to break in?
Yeah, you hope that's how it's going to go, but I just don't want to sit there and risk it. Like, I have dogs, too, and my dogs also are very much guard dogs, but I'm still going to have my doors locked. I get annoyed with Alex, my husband, because he always says, well, if someone's going to break in, they're going to break in.
That's exactly what I would say. I was almost about to say that.
Okay, but I'm not going to make it easy for them. Like, if they're going to break in, sure, they can find a way in, but I'm going to have my house alarm go off. I'm going to have the cops automatically called when my house alarm does go off. My doors are going to be tightened up.
I got a Nest, so I can see what's going on. And what's funny is when somebody's at the door and I don't know them, I'm like, hey, who are you? And they just jump back.
Well, what are you going to do if you're in bed asleep? I mean, you're not watching the camera when you're sleeping.
I got two dogs that will wake everybody up. I'm telling you, when you have a Belgian and a big boxer lab, they're going to make some noise.
But it's going to be too late if they're already inside your house. I just don't think you can risk this. I think it's just safer to keep everything locked up. I know the old saying, like, oh, we know everybody here in the South because it's small towns. And I totally agree with you, but I just think in today's day and age, you've got to play it safe.
What side are you on? Do you automatically go and lock your doors before you go to bed? You got to lock them when you leave the house, or you got to tend to just leave them unlocked because you have other things in place and you're just used to doing that? 800-849-1061. We're at 800-849-1061. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country, on Adam and Haley in the morning talking about if you lock your doors at night or when you leave the house. Haley does it the first thing when her husband leaves or it's time to go to bed.
Even if it's me and my husband at the house, like I walk in from work, I turn around, I lock the door. That's just like a gut reaction for me. I'm the same way with my car. If I'm getting out of my car, I immediately lock it. It's just ingrained in my brain.
I don't do that. I got dogs. I got big dogs. And plus, I have a habit of locking myself out of the house, which is terrible. So it's like my fail-safe of getting back into the house. Good morning. Where do you live at?
I live right outside of Lawrenceville. I lock them. Cameras, additional locks, door stops with alarms. The safety is a layered approach, brother. You can't leave your doors open.
Thank you. You've got to have all the stuff in place. I even have one of those things that hooks to your doorknob, and then you like set it up to where it's an extra block.
Yeah, absolutely.
It drives my husband crazy, though, because then he has to take it off whenever he lets the dogs out.
Absolutely. And then your dogs are the last line of defense before yourself.
Yeah, why are y'all putting your dogs on the front line like that?
You know, I wonder if it's just a product of where exactly you live. If you live in a populated area, you're more likely to lock your doors. And if you don't live in a populated area, you're not.
Well, there's an old Latin saying that's kept me alive overseas many times. It's in omniparatus, means for all things prepare. Regardless of where you live, you got to be prepared for every possible outcome and situation.
I don't think it has to do with where you live. I think it has to do if you're sensible or not. I completely agree.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Did you say that you were working overseas? Were you in the military?
I was. Yes.
Awesome. Thank you for your service. Appreciate you doing all that.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country, on Adam and Haley in the morning talking about locking your doors before you go to bed or before you leave. Haley's all about it. I got dogs and I don't want to be locked out of my house, so I don't do it.
Christy's chiming in on Facebook. She sent us a message. She wanted to first give a shout out to Brentley, her nephew, who's having a birthday, so a big happy birthday to him. She also said, my doors have to be locked at all times. As soon as I walk in, I lock it right behind myself. I also have a big, huge dog, but I just feel more safe with my doors locked. And I completely agree with her. Better safe than sorry. Why risk it?
What you say on this one? Where you live at?
I live there in Oakland, Georgia. I don't never lock my door.
Oh, my goodness. You are going to drive me up a wall.
No. You go in my house, you're in trouble. Because my dogs will attack you, or my sister then will block you.
Did you say your sister will attack you?
Let's put it this way. My sister widows, you got to come by their house to get to my house. They don't know you're over there, but you're in trouble.
You've got like a barrier of a whole house in front of your house. So you know if somebody gets down to you, there's some big trouble going on somewhere.
So when you got your sister watching out for you, that's awesome, man.
Hey, we watch out for each other.
That's good stuff.
You should still lock those doors, though. I'm sorry. I can't get on board with this. Just to be safe.
Hey, my house ain't even locked right there.
Oh, my goodness. Someone's going to hear this and go break in.
They're not going to know. Come on. They got to deal with his sister and a bunch of dogs.
Look, I got a fire in my house.
That's right. They're going to find you. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. I think it's a little split here on Adam and Haley in the morning. Whether you lock your doors or not, whether it be you leave your house, you're going to bed at night.
It's definitely one of those where people are divided, but to me, it's just the sensible thing to keep them locked.
Hey, James.
Why would you not?
What you got on this one?
Oh, I haven't locked my doors in my house since I've owned a house. I have two dogs and Emma as well at my house. So, if somebody wants to get in, I'm of that mindset. If somebody wants to get in, they can get in. I advise them not to.
Yes.
With my dogs, but yeah, I've never locked my doors ever. And I live in a pretty populated area as well, so it's not like I'm like in a small small town.
It makes sense for me. I got a Belgian and a Boxer Lab, and they will not let anybody pass. It doesn't matter who you are.
Do you not read the news, though? Story after story. It's like break-in after break-in after break-in.
So, actually, I don't read the news. Probably, you know.
Right.
That's probably the smart way to do it.
You're right. So, you know, and it's not really common in my area. I get it. If it happens, it's going to happen. And God forbid anything happens to my dogs. But I have healers. They're pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And my younger dog, my pup, he sounds a lot bigger than he is. So you just come up and make any noise on my porch, and they're gonna make you think twice.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
We may now begin our day.
Time to wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley. Wake up!
Now, here's Haley.
So, The Voice has officially crowned a new winner for season 25. It came down to Josh and Asher of Team Reba. Spoiler alert, we're about to tell you who won. So, if you don't want to hear this, maybe plug your ears for like 5 seconds.
The winner of The Voice is Asher Havon!
A big congrats to Asher, definitely well-deserved. There were also performances from Jelly Roll, Kate Hudson, Lainey Wilson, Thomas Rhett, Kelly Clarkson, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani. The list goes on and on there.
I forgot Kate Hudson was a singer now, the actress.
Yep, very cool. Exciting that she was there. And Lainey Wilson was actually invited to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry at the season finale, but I'll give you all the details about that coming up at 7:10 in the music update. And Lego just announced they have a new Wicked collector set coming out, which is really cool. These Legos are inspired by the first of the two Wicked movies, which will come out in theaters November 27th of this year. So this is just another collector's item. If your kids are into Legos, definitely going to want to get your hands on this. Plus Wicked, I feel like it's just such a big deal. It's been a big deal ever since the Broadway play really became a thing. So lots of people are going
to
want these.
It's more Legos to step on at night.
Is Aspen, does he like Legos?
Thank goodness he doesn't.
He really doesn't get into them much.
No, and my son, no, because I would step on all of those Legos.
I know that it can be something that gets expensive, too, if your kid is into it. So maybe this is something you want to get your hands on. The Lego sets are expected to launch sometime this fall. And we've talked a lot about this movie, but Ryan Reynolds has now posted a disclaimer for it in typical Ryan Reynolds fashion. This is very comical and funny and obviously a joke, but he's starring in that new Deadpool and Wolverine movie, obviously, and he posted this on his social media accounts.
We're very excited to be joining you July 26th. Many of you are very excited, but we should set the table correctly. This film is as paper thin as a sequel to Battlefield Earth. We're mostly going to beat each other senseless, make enemies with Disney, make a few jokes at my expense, make a lot of jokes at Hugh's expense, and completely sidestep Marvel's mandated after-credit sequence, which, if you haven't figured it out yet, is always just a commercial for another movie, which will invariably end with a commercial for another movie.
I'm excited for this. I mean, he is so funny.
He's hilarious.
I'm excited to see how this movie goes. I know it hits theaters July 26th, but I did want to mention this is apparently Marvel's first R-rated film, which...
Wow, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I had just kind of assumed that they've had R-rated movies before, but if you've let the kids see these movies in the past, maybe you do want to take a look at what's going to be in that movie before you let them see this one, because it is going to be rated R.
Wait till they get older. All right, going up to 87 degrees. We get sunshine today. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Adam and Haley in the morning, ready to get you into Kane Brown, and that's going to come up at around 7:40 this morning for a show at State Farm Arena coming up in June. We got to thinking now that school is about out, summer vacations, a lot of people are going to be traveling, using those hotels. Got to thinking of things I do at home and then I do at a hotel, and some things, they're different. They're just different things.
Yeah, there's definitely those things that you do in a hotel room that you would never do at home, and there's no logic to it. Like, you have no reason why you do it. I am thinking about our beach vacation.
Yeah.
We do this every time we go to the beach, and I'm going to be there the first week of June. We will turn on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
We will watch cable TV, which we never do because usually it's like Netflix or Hulu or one of the streaming services. And the TV's at the condo that we go to. It's set up to where you could log into your Netflix or your Hulu account. But for some reason, we just don't. We turn on the cable TV. And my favorite show, the show that we have on repeat whenever we're at the beach, is Forensic Files.
Oh, I love that show.
But that's we never watch it at home. Like, we never turn it on when we're just like in our living room. It's only when we're at the beach or in some sort of hotel room.
Why is that? It's about like murders and stuff.
Well, I'm into that kind of stuff, which is kind of funny because I'm like the most paranoid person ever. But I love TV shows like that. I just never think of turning this one on unless I'm in a hotel room. It's just my hotel room show. But I feel like we all have those things that We would never do it at home, but we end up doing it in a hotel room.
I have a couple of them. I take absurdly long showers. I'm talking 30 to 45 minutes showers.
Do you think it's because the shower is like new and different?
And it feels good. You know how they have the little spray and it's...
the water pressure is different.
So good.
You've got all the hotel soaps in there that you can try out.
I love that. The other thing is I turn the air conditioning on. I don't care if it's 40 degrees outside. It's the lowest possible I can get it on the air conditioning. I turn it on and get under the covers, and that is a night.
Because you're not the one that's having to pay for
right.
it, so
no,
you don't care.
Pay for any of it.
You're turning it all the way down. Another one that I'll do is I will eat an entire meal in bed.
Ew, that's gross.
Where else are you supposed to eat in a hotel room? There's really nowhere else to sit.
They usually give like a desk or like a couch or chair. You're eating it in a bed.
That's just for decoration. No one actually sits in the
that's
couch
disgusting.
Or the chairs.
And I bet other people do too, and you don't realize that. And
they clean the sheets, Adam.
They don't clean the top thing.
Still a little bit gross.
Have you ever taken a black light to the top thing on a bed?
Yeah. Just don't let me think about that. But no, I'll sit there and eat an entire meal. I will also like DoorDash or Uber Eats food.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's just part of being in a hotel. Like
right.
you have to order food if you can where you're staying. And we always do that.
Is there something you do in a hotel that you don't do at home? This is perfect for summer vacations. It can be really anything. 800-849-1061. We're at 800-849-1061. Back to Adam and Haley in the morning. Summer is about here and everybody's going to be traveling, going to hotels. What's one thing you do in a hotel that you don't do at home?
I have to check the bed to make sure there's no bed bugs. I don't have to do that at my house in the comfort of my own home.
But yet you eat in a hotel bed. So, like...
Once I check it and there's no bugs, then it's fine to eat in it. But I'm going to check the liner and make sure there's no bed bugs. I had an experience one time where there was bed bugs. Once you have that experience,
only Ailey would
have
that.
And once you experience that, you never go to a hotel without checking.
800-849-1061. Who's this?
My name is Brian Kessler. I'm from Ribbon County, Georgia.
What's up? What you do in a hotel that you don't do at home?
Well, we jump on the bed and act crazy.
Yes.
Do you really?
My kids do that, and it's awesome. And at first, I'm like, guys, don't do that. I'm like, well, do it. Not our beds.
I mean, it's not your bed, so you don't have to take care of it. It's the hotel's property, right?
Destroying property. What's wrong with that?
Do you think it's because I don't have kids that I've never done this before? Because never once in my life have I thought about jumping on the hotel bed.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the best.
My mom does it especially.
Your mom?
Yes. She has fun with us and my dad just standing there like he's embarrassed.
I'm like your dad. I'd be in the corner like, what is going on with these people?
Oh, that is the best.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark's Bain Real Estate.
The winner is to be chosen today.
It's time to pick a side.
When I go home or I leave the house, I don't do this. And I'm okay with it. In fact, I've been doing it for years. I also don't do it because I'm paranoid I can't get back in. That's locking my doors. I have locked myself out of my house so many times. And I don't lock my doors because my dogs will take care of anybody that tries to come in. So Team Adam is, no, I don't lock my doors when I leave or when I come home. Absolutely not.
So you think that your dogs could stop somebody that might have a weapon?
My dogs could stop anybody. My dogs are huge.
You have way too much faith in your dogs. In today's day and age, if you look at the news, it is break-in after break-in after break-in. Unfortunately, we live in a world where you do have to lock your doors. And it is the first thing I do when I walk inside my house every day after work. I turn around, I lock the doors. It doesn't matter if I know I'm going to have to unlock them when I take the dogs out a few minutes later. It's just like an instinct for me. It's a habit. I would never go to sleep without locking my doors.
That's Haley locking her doors. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I would never do. I don't need to do that, Haley. I have my two dogs and I'm perfectly fine with that. And in case I lock myself out, I got a way back in. I got a way back in for Team Adam. So 800-849-1061. Team Adam is, no, I don't lock my doors at home. I do not do that.
You are so naive, and you need to start locking your doors. I know that there's the assumption, oh, well, we know our neighbors. We know everybody that lives around us. Don't live in that bubble. I'm telling you, that's not how the world is anymore. You have to be careful. Unfortunately, it is better to be safe than sorry. Keep the doors locked. Have the cameras on. That way you're 100% prepared in case something happens. Then you can hear somebody shaking your door and you know.
It's exhausting. What? You're fine. 800-849-1061. What are you, Team Adam or Team Haley? Call us up with this. Back to Team Adam and Team Haley this morning. Are you locking your doors when you go to bed, when you go in your house, when you leave your house? Team Adam is saying, absolutely not. I've got my dogs. They will take care of everything. I don't need to do that. Team Haley says, nope, I am deadbolting them as soon as I walk in, and I am locking them when I go to bed.
I have dogs, too, that bark and that defend the house, but I'm not putting my dogs on the front line with the people that break in. No, thank you. Kelly on Facebook says, I live in the sticks, and I always lock up. Team Haley, too many crazies out there. For me, it doesn't matter if you live in a really populated area or if you live in the middle of nowhere. It should just be a habit. Lock the doors. Charity says, Team Haley, mine stay locked even when home. Too many weirdos. Carla says, Team Adam, I've never locked my doors.
Never?
I mean, that's your team.
Love it. I love it. Hey, D in Athens, what's up, buddy?
Sorry, but I'm going Team Haley. I'm going to tell you why. I've worked too hard for the stuff I've got. If you make access into my house with or without invitation, locked or unlocked doors with intentions of robbing me, you're not going to walk out standing up.
Just keep it locked. It's an extra barrier. Okay. And then if you have to get involved, you have to get involved. But yeah, better safe than sorry.
So you know I wasn't planning on trying to do that, just
in
case.
Well, I'm just warning for you and anybody else.
All right, you got to vote. 800-849-1061 on Team Adam and Team Haley. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Team Adam and Team Haley this morning. On locking your doors, Team Adam says, my dogs will take care of it. I don't lock my doors when I leave. When I go to bed, it ain't necessary.
Autumn on Facebook says, yes, I can't sleep if I know they are unlocked. And I am the same exact way as Autumn. In fact, even if I know that I locked them, if I start second guessing it, or if I ask my husband, he's like, yeah, I locked the doors, don't worry about it. I still get up and double check just because I'm so paranoid about this. It's like I can't even fall asleep.
Too much work here. Where are you from and who is this?
Hamilton Middle, so Tequila. TJ.
What you got?
Oh, dude, I'm 100% Team Adam. Like, my wife, she likes to lock it every now and then. But me, I'm a firm believer that if I can't handle it with my rifle and my dog,
right.
See, I just don't want to get to that point of having to handle it with the rifle. I really don't want to ever run into that. So if I can block it with a locked door, I'm going to have the door locked just as a precaution.
I think it really comes down to the sex because, like, I feel like a lot of females want to feel safe.
Yeah.
And a lot of men just want to have that altercation.
You're like, I dare somebody to break into my house.
It's 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam and Team Haley, keep those votes. This is going to be a very close one today. I need to get a win.
You do need a win, but I don't know if it's going to happen today just because this is one, it's like, use your common sense, lock your doors.
Well, like our last caller said in Decula, look, it seems to be like a male-female thing. So if I can get the more males to call in, I think I could take this one.
Taylor on Facebook says, Adam needs to start reading news articles and watching sketchy TikTok videos or Facebook
no.
reels. He'll never leave the doors unlocked again. And she's so right. I get those videos that pop up on my Facebook and TikTok where it's like Ring camera footage of something happening at someone's house, and it freaks me out so bad.
Haley.
Christy on Facebook says, Team Adam, I never lock them. If the bad guys want in, they're coming in regardless of a locked door.
I agree with her.
You don't want to make it easier for the bad guys, though, because what if they shake the door handle, it's locked, they go on to the next house. Instead, you're making it easier. Like, hey, walk right in.
Or you can
I'm in bed sleeping. Sketchy, take whatever you want.
Sketchy TikTok videos and whatever you guys were talking about to make yourself paranoid all the time, which I'm not going to do.
It's not paranoid. It's just being logical. These things are happening in the world.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
This is Kim, and I am in Comer.
All right, Kim, what you do with your doors in Comer? Are you locking them or keeping them unlocked?
I would prefer to lock them. However, we live out in the middle of no man's land, so I don't have a whole lot around us. My husband refuses to lock the door during the day. At night, I bolt the house up like it's Fort Knox.
Oh, I am the same way. I mean, I do my rounds, windows, doors. I'm checking everything, and I know people can still get in, but that's not the point. You just want to be prepared. You want to have that extra barrier.
Right, and I have a 120-pound long-haired Akita who is very protective.
Yeah.
So that is my husband's reasoning for the day it being unlocked.
Of course.
If they come and get... They're going to come and take it.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam and Team Haley about to close this one out on whether you lock your doors when you leave the house, when you go to bed. Team Adam is like, nope, I got my dogs. They'll take care of everything. And they are big dogs. And their barks are huge, but their bite's a little bit bigger.
I don't care how big their bark or their bite is. I think you are so naive on this. Your dogs cannot stop somebody that has a weapon Scott on Facebook says, my late granddad left his house unlocked at 96 years old in Gwinnett. And he puts Gwinnett with like four exclamation points.
Wow.
It's true. You do have to be careful if you're in that Gwinnett area. He then says, I usually lock mine, but I've gotten up and seen just to make sure that I didn't. But I don't think I'm a huge target in this part of Commerce either. So
okay,
some
look.
People think it depends on where you live, but I don't know. Just lock your doors no matter where you're at.
He's good. We're good. Who is this? Where are you from?
Jeremy, Gwinnett. Adam, do you leave your car door open as well?
Yes. It's open right now.
It's ridiculous.
So from a police officer, please close your car door and close your house door.
Thank you. You've probably dealt with this stuff firsthand, right? He needs to lock the doors.
Too much time. Of course, they can get in still, but what's going to happen if the door is closed? You're going to hear them breaking the glass. You're going to hear them breaking the door.
Yeah.
Right? If the door is already open, you're not going to hear nothing until it's probably too late.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeremy. We appreciate you calling. All right. WNGC. Team Adam or Team Haley, good morning.
You are so naive, Adam.
What is that? What a way to start off a call, Mr.
It's true. You're naive.
But I'll tell you what. But no, listen, real quick. I don't care if you got a freaking big black bear on your porch for protection. That is a bullet. Is it going to stop a bullet? Is it going to stop
Ms. Teresa, if I actually had a big black bear, do you think anybody would try to even step foot on
it
the property?
It doesn't matter. That's besides
There's
the
no
point.
Way.
It's besides the point.
But no, listen, you got even celebrities with $6, $7, $8, $9 million homes in a gated community, and they're being broken into. It's called the time.
All right, thanks, Ms. Teresa. Thanks for calling us in Danielsville.
She told you.
So who won?
It's looking like you're going to be mad. You look like you're going to get excited.
What
Don't
is it?
Get excited. I'm pulling out
the
win this
me?
Morning. I'm sorry.
How is this possible?
You really need to win a Team Adam, Team Haley. You
I
are
thought
down
I was going to win.
In the dumps. I honestly thought earlier this morning you might pull this one out too, but I'm telling you, it's just common sense. Like, you need to keep your door locked. Please. Don't be mad about the loss. Use this as a learning experience. And when you get home today, as soon as you walk in, start locking your doors. Just
so
make
you're
it
telling
a habit.
Me you want me to make the rounds out of my house like you do as a security. Like, I think you're a security guard around your house. You go, oh, I'll check this door. That's what I feel like you do.
Somebody has to
do it,
and you need to protect Aspen and Piper, your
I
kids.
Protect them. I make sure they're
it's
all right.
It's true. Just keep the doors locked. That's all you have to do. All please. Right. I'm not trying to sound like your parent, but this is just one of those
That's
things.
That's what you're sounding like.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
A Team Haley win there. Getting ready for tomorrow morning on Adam and Haley in the morning. Around 6:30, we're going to talk about what you eat first on your plate with your meal, whatever it is.
Oh, I always knock out the thing that I don't like the most first. So tomatoes in my salad, I eat those, and then they're gone.
What? Hey, let's discuss this tomorrow morning. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country at 6:30.